You're listening to Advancing Our Church.
Welcome to Advancing Our Church, a podcast about Catholic stewardship, leadership, and advancement. I'm Jim Friend. Well, it's been a really good week. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I certainly did. Today, I want to talk about leadership. And just to remind you, this will be the first of my weekly reflections between now and the end of 2017. And I've decided that they will be on the topic of leadership. So consider this to be the six-part mini-series on leadership and the church. And we'll keep it somewhat high level. So whether you're simply a volunteer or even a bishop, I'll try to keep this relevant for everyone. And the best part is, we're going to keep it brief. So you're welcome. Or I'm sorry, depending on how you want to look at it. So to start, what got me thinking about leadership was in the context of this Sunday's readings. We're on the Feast of Christ the King, November 26, 2017, and if you listen to Bishop Robert Barron's homily this week, Word on Fire, he talks about the fact that in an American society, we have a hard time with the concept of king. If you want to go after a politician, for example, just say, this guy thinks he's a king. But the bishop makes a point later in his homily that the Sunday readings are really about service. The gospel says, whatever you did for one of the least of my brothers, you did for me. Leadership is about service and love. Jesus Christ was about service and love. So, in my career, I've had the honor of working with some truly amazing business leaders. And I always find it interesting to try to draw some comparisons between what has been successful in business and apply it to the work of the church. It's called being a Catholic social entrepreneur. I'm sure that some of you fit into this category. A generic definition of being a social entrepreneur is using techniques used by a startup company to develop, fund, and implement a solution to a social, cultural, or environmental issue. Let me repeat that. So a generic form of being a social entrepreneur is using the techniques used by a startup company to develop, fund, and implement a solution to a social, cultural, or environmental issue. Well, doesn't the church have social, cultural, or environmental issues? Why not use those same techniques to tackle the issues we have in today's Catholic Church? Why not be a Catholic social entrepreneur and use business concepts and apply them to the issues we face as a church? The good news is some people have been doing this for years. The bad news is we need a lot more of this. One great example of this concept is something that is currently revitalizing Catholic education, and that is creating an institutional advancement program for a Catholic school. We define advancement as the concept of using enrollment, development, or fundraising, and creating a board of limited jurisdiction to govern a school. But advancement is nothing new. Colleges, universities, and private schools have had disciplined processes around these concepts for years. But a few entrepreneurial individuals, one of them, for example, being Robert Healy of the Healy Education Foundation, said, why doesn't every Catholic elementary school have an advancement director and a board of directors to assist that school? He identified a problem: declining enrollment, lack of funds, and lack of engaged laity. Then he decided to create and fund a business solution. And more than a decade later, other entrepreneurs catch on, and hundreds of Catholic schools around the country now have these programs. I'm sure some of you listening to this podcast are a part of them. We could spend an hour just talking about that program and the wonderful effects of it, but that's called being a Catholic social entrepreneur. As a Catholic church, we have to be open to the business practices of the world so that we can be a vibrant 21st century Catholic church. Many of you have jobs like I do, where you work with some really smart business people who have a heart for this work and want to make a difference. Our challenge is to engage them in conversations that allow their expertise and creativity to be expressed. But let's be really straightforward about this. You, meaning church staffer, may not hear all sunshine and rainbows in these conversations. You may hear what you're doing is wrong before you get to how to create a solution. We also have to be open to our realities and the metrics of measuring our progress and our failures. If we're honest with ourselves, that's not something we've always been good at. And it's not always easy to hear that kind of feedback. Sometimes we hear it as criticism, and it challenges us to our very core. But that's healthy, because if we can work through those differences and in a constructive and respectful way, something really amazing can be birthed out of that work. So I ask you, let's be open to the conversation on both sides. If you're not engaged in the work of the church, dig around, because trust me, we need you. And if you're like me, working in this mission, ask yourself, am I really pushing myself? Because there's no way that I have all the answers. But together, we can build something that is truly greater than any one single person. Next week, we're going to explore some concepts in a book called Leading Change by John Cotter. That's Cotter with a K. And I want to thank Rosie Dolan for referring this book to me as part of my work with Faith in the Future in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. John Cotter is an internationally regarded author on the topic of leadership and change. And next week, we'll focus on Chapter 1, Transforming Organizations, Why Firms Fail. Well, I promised you that this would be brief. That's our show this week. I want to thank you for joining me for this episode of Advancing Our Church. For more information and show notes about today's podcast, please visit our website at advancingourchurch.com. Follow us on Twitter at Advance Podcast or join our Facebook group. I'm Jim Friend. Have a fantastic week, everybody. Take care and God bless.